Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition and the start of your week on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. And tonight we'll give a special shout-out to all the snowplow drivers and the sander drivers that are up there in a big old storm going up the East Coast, keeping things going, even though it's really, really difficult right now. And we get it. So hats off to you guys. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the man he calls himself, but I call him that too, the professor, because he's the professor of politics out there in California. It's Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you. Hello, Captain. Hello, everybody.
We got it all in there. Yeah, and there's a pretty good crowd here tonight. The Eagles folks sense that it's summer down here because it's 58 degrees where I'm at, 60 degrees in St. Pete. And to them, that's almost summertime, so they're happy. But what they don't realize is if they're going to stick around another day, the bottom's going to drop out of the temperature. And they'll see people in fur coats down here and long underwear.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, it's going to get colder.
Going into the 40s. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States. Of America. And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I know I doubled it up for you in the end there. But anyway, I thought I'd try something a little different tonight. I've gotten a lot of compliments on the way we're doing the pledge right now, and I really appreciate that the people are paying attention.
Oh, absolutely. That's right. We do the pledge every night.
Yep. And I appreciate the fact that you folks know that we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Speaking of which, today, my friend, is the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King.
It certainly is. And, Captain, so much has happened just in recent times, and we continue to go back to what was being said by Dr. King back in the day, in the 50s and 60s, and especially the I Have a Dream speech, which is a watershed, really, in American history.
Stop it right there, because guess what we're going to hear?
All right, a clip from the I Have a Dream speech.
A minute and 11 seconds of Martin Luther King and I Have a Dream.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day,
yes,
this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
Now, those were some of the most famous words ever said by anybody, black, white, orange, whatever color you want to call them, but it just happens to be Dr. Martin Luther King. And we need to take a long reflection on ourselves and on our country and remember those words, because, Kyle, we are much better off today than we ever were before. Because I went through the 60s. I went through all of the stuff that went on. I went through the military. I saw what happened there. I saw what happened in the fire service when I got back from Vietnam. I mean, I saw it, and it happened. There was discrimination big time, but it mostly went away because people woke up and said, that's it. We've had enough. We need to get along.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain, and certainly the idea of what Dr. King was talking about right there, we're all created equal.
Yeah.
And then sitting down at the table of brotherhood, and that means a new day. And I think Captain America has always had the capacity, and we've seen it this accelerate in the last 50 years, the capacity for the country to continue to move in the right moral direction. And so this is what you're talking about. These sorts of things began to go away. But you have people who want to stoke the fires of racism because they think it helps their political power. And I think people all across the highways and byways, regardless of their color, their ethnicity, what have you, they're not going to let that happen. There's a small group of people who want to make this country at its other's throats again, but we're not going to let it happen.
Well, we know there is, and we know who they are, and we know what they call themselves. They call themselves socialists. They call themselves democratic socialists. They call themselves communists. They call themselves progressives. That's all the code words for all the things that we don't want any part of in this country, because we're all Americans first. Think about it, folks, as we take a break, and we're coming right back with more on Martin Luther King's birthday.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Alrighty, I will take it away. Let me tell you what our friends at MyPillow are doing, Mike Lindell and Company. They are having one whale of a sale right now. I mean, they are getting it done like Sonny Pruitt doing it to it, if you know who Sonny Pruitt was. Now, the thing is, MyPillow.com is a place to go. Take a look at all the different items they've got on sale there. You'll see a bunch of reduced prices, and it will always say, with your promo code. Now, the promo code is going to be one word, Captain. Very simple, very easy to remember, Captain. Now, when you go to the home page, you can also go to the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see that big box there. It says double-click here. You open that up, and you'll see about 150 items marked down even lower. Discounts of 50%, 67%, 75%. Off the regular retail price. Again, promo code will be Captain. Anything you see there. And if you want to call them on the phone, talk to a live person, and I can tie it up with the internet and all that stuff, you can call them at 800-641-5459 and talk to a direct representative there and place your order that way. So the website is MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be the word Captain. Very simple. And you can call them at 800-641-5459. Go over there, take a look, see what they got. You're going to love it. I'll tell you what, I was wearing my slippers all weekend long, or at least Saturday and Sunday anyway. And boy, oh boy, comfortable, 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 the MyPillow slippers. Okay, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We got to mention this winter storm a little bit more because we've got 1,000 miles of roadway that's involved here going up all the way to Maine. And this storm is for lack of better words, a humdinger. And I'm telling you, if you take a look at the weather map, up until about noontime or thereabouts today, there's winter storm warnings all the way, and I mean all the way, from Virginia, North Carolina, the mountains of South Carolina, all the way up to Maine and the Canadian border.
Yes, that's exactly right. And, of course, we have literally thousands and thousands of people that are out of power right now as a result of this storm as well.
Well, we have 300,000 customers, but when they say that, they're not telling you how many people are associated with the accounts. So some of those customers are going to be apartment buildings and hotels and this and that and all that sort of stuff. So I'd say there's easily a million people without power, especially in Eric's neck of the woods, because East Tennessee, Western Virginia, Western North Carolina, South Carolina, the mountains, mountains of West Virginia, mountains of Kentucky, half of Ohio, on up to the Lake Erie area, the western half of Pennsylvania, most of New York State, all the way up to the Canadian border, is all under a winter storm warning. And they're not talking an inch or two or three or four or five or six inches of snow. They're talking feet.
That's exactly right, and especially even in the case of North Carolina, evidently, the State Highway Patrol there is reporting they've responded to over 400 collisions and almost 1,000 calls for assistance over the weekend. And so this is a very, very significant storm that is causing all this to happen.
And then on top of everything else, folks, you have a gale warning all the way from Cape May, New Jersey, all the way up to New York, around Long Island, on up to Cape Cod, and all the way to Nova Scotia. We're talking winds, because we had them down here in Florida. We had some tornadoes touch down, and yes, they were tornadoes, and yes, they did some damage, and thank God, as far as I know, nobody got hurt, seriously, anyway. But we've had some really bad winds in these storms, and the gale force winds up there are really going to wreak havoc with the shoreline and anybody that lives up in those areas right along the beach.
Well, that's right. Even up in Maine, some parts could see gusts up to 65 miles per hour, we understand.
Yep, and that's almost a hurricane, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
All right, well, now we've got to talk about this horrible thing over the weekend in Texas at the Texas synagogue. A haunting, just an absolutely haunting twist after this gunman, who, by the way, was a British national, after this gunman took these four synagogue people hostage, if you will, come to find out he was connected with some teens back in the United Kingdom who have since been arrested. But go ahead and tell what you know about this, and then I'll fill in the dots.
Well, yes, we do know that that he was evidently working with two others, and they have been arrested in the UK. We understand, evidently, Captain, that he was doing this due to this Pakistani woman who had been serving, or is serving, some 86 years, I think, for plotting to kill American service people.
Well, the majority of the Arabs that have spoken about this have said that they want this woman released.
Right.
Now, I don't think I'd want to release a terrorist that's already come out and said she wants to kill Americans.
Well, no, not at all.
Why give her the opportunity? Now, what really happened to begin with is what the FBI did. They refused to label this a terrorist attack. They refused to say anything at all. As a matter of fact, they downplayed what was going on here. And right away, National Security Jake Advisor, or Advisor Jake Sullivan, when he was asked, he came right out and said, there's no doubt the Texas synagogue takeover was an act of terrorism, and it was an act of anti-Semitism.
Well, evidently, Captain, one report shows that the woman who's serving the sentence, evidently during her trial, wanted the prospective jurors to be DNA tested, this according to the reports, to find out if they had that their ethnicity might be Jewish in any way.
Yeah.
So it just shows the level of hatred and the level that exists there, and that's anti-Semitism, if you ask me.
Sure. And then the other thing was, because on top of everything else, Joe Biden came in and said this was an act of terrorism and an anti-Semitic attack as well.
Well, right, and because it has all the hallmarks of that. But the FBI to tweet out what they did was certainly...
That was a huge mistake.
Well, exactly, exactly. Yep. Because number one, typically in these kinds of investigations, they may just simply say, we don't know about the motive yet. But that seemed to have drawn a conclusion that they, was not correct.
Now, on this Martin Luther King Day, here's something interesting from a black woman, namely the Virginia Lieutenant Governor, Ms. Winsome Sears, says that she is the embodiment of what we're trying to achieve in America. Well, I could agree with that 100%.
Absolutely.
A successful black woman? Absolutely.
Well, sure, because, talking about the American dream and talking about, the length that we've come in this country to where it's supposed to be, we're not worried anymore what color somebody is, just like Dr. King was saying. And you have the content of your character. You have your actions. You have your integrity. You have your word. We're people. And so that's where we should be heading towards.
Yep.
So, yes, to live the American dream, she's exactly right.
And how was she able to accomplish this?
Well, I think, number one, through hard work.
Right, but she was a Marine, remember?
That's right, yes.
Okay, the Marine Corps taught her, gave her the skills to do what she needed to do when she got out, and she just turned around and did it.
Well, right. That's exactly right. And that's the opportunity that's supposed to be open to everyone in this country. But sometimes, Captain, I think some people, no matter what their skin color is, they're not willing to put the work in. That's why we call them entitlements to some degree. No matter what color you might be or what race you might be, there is no guarantee in America, but we strive to have opportunity in America. You so that you can make of it something that is beyond comparison.
Yeah, and what really burns me is when somebody parks in a handicapped spot and they're obviously not handicapped, or maybe they're driving their mom or dad's car or aunt or uncle and it's got a handicap plate or a handicap sticker. They get out of the car, they run inside of the store, they scoot around real quick to go get what they need to, they come back out, they grab whatever it is they wanted to grab, they hop back in the car and away they go, running, moving very quickly, which shows me they're not handicapped.
Right, right.
Jesus. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and Kathy's going to tell you so.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
British national Malik Faisal Akram, identified by the FBI, is the man who took hostages Saturday at a Texas synagogue before being shot dead. He released one of the hostages before an FBI SWAT team then stormed the building and rescued the other three. The suspect was heard ranting on a Facebook live stream of the services demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. New Zealand's military saying Monday morning they were able to send a surveillance flight to the island of Tonga to assess an extent of damage from a huge undersea volcanic eruption over the weekend. A towering cloud of ash had prevented the military from launching any flights to the Pacific Island nation. More than 70 million people were under winter weather alerts over the weekend, and on Sunday, 2,800 flights canceled. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I will take it right away. Now, most of you know that I have been taking Relief Factor for over 7 years, and I had to take tonight an extra shot of it because my left foot and my left ankle, which they've done something different to it this time. I'm in a soft cast, if you will, because of what they had to do, and it was bothering me. So I took it to get rid of the pain, get rid of the swelling, the irritation that I knew was there, the inflammation, and within about 20 or 30 minutes, boom, gone. But I also had my right shoulder that was aching. That probably was because of the weather, because it got colder here. It stopped the hurt. So this is what happens. Relief Factor is a product, I'm telling you, that works for me. It'll work for you, because I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril to take this product, rather than taking a handful of Aleve at a time, which I did, 6 to 8 Aleve tablets in the morning, 6 to 8 Aleve tablets in the afternoon or evening to get rid of the pain I was in. Well, all I do here is take 2 packets and I'm done. And it works. So there you go. Now, the way you get it is the way I got it. Go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And it's only $19.95. That gets you started on the 3-week quick start. $19.95. And you'll be glad you did, I'm telling you. It's like nothing I've ever noticed in my life that's worked like this. It's 100% drug-free, folks. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So check it out. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 is what it costs. And you'll be glad you did. Because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, boy, I'm telling you, tonight I needed it, and it worked. Right when I needed it, it worked. Okay, let's talk about Joe Biden and the news of the week. He just went through a really rough week, didn't he, Kyle?
Big time.
It's been bad. Everything has been bad for Biden, for Kamala, and the Democrats, right?
And how, yeah.
Inflation is at a 40-year high. 7% over last year. By the way, he's only been in office for whatever length of time it is here, and all of a sudden he's 7%. That's like a percent a month that's been going up, isn't it?
Well, maybe a little bit less because we're coming up on the one-year anniversary.
Yeah.
But no matter what, if this is 7% inflation, can you imagine that?
It's higher than any other president.
Well, exactly. And also, it's felt... It's keenly felt in everybody's pocketbook, and that's really an understatement.
Yeah, and wait till I tell you about gasoline, and that'll even bring it home even closer, because gasoline took a shot to you-know-what over the weekend. Now, their attempt to federalize elections is dead. The push to get rid of the filibuster ended. Store shelves are empty. A lot of places that I was at looking in the stores for whatever, the shelves were empty.
Well, that's right. And we're seeing it come up more and more on news reports, like local news stations and so forth.
But according to Joe Biden, it's not true.
Well, exactly. And the fact is, once again, the American public looks at this and says, you know, don't tell me what I'm seeing with my own eyes isn't true. And they can't press secretary this thing away, basically. They can't use a bunch of words at you to make you go, oh yeah, I don't think it's really happening then, because they see that it's happening. They know, Captain, when they go, and in fact, we've had people tell us here, in my family, look, we went to the grocery store. It was, $300 for two or three bags of groceries or something. It's just unbelievable. People going out there, they're trying to buy something like bacon, and bacon is, several dollars more than it used to be. That's not right. And people make decisions. They say, I'm not going to buy this now.
Let me give you an example. I like Kraft macaroni and cheese. That's been something that ever since I was a kid, I've liked it, and I buy it. Okay. I had to go to three stores to find it.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah, exactly. And this is just outside of the American experience overall. The idea that you go to the grocery store and they don't have what you're looking for, or they don't have what you're looking for over a period of time.
Yeah. Now, the Supreme Court also smacked down Biden's attempt to unilaterally issue a vaccine mandate, thank God, although they didn't get it all right, but they got it mostly right. And a new liberal poll shows Biden's approval rating is only 33%. How much do you want to bet that goes down again?
I think it's going to continue to drop, yeah.
Kamala Harris crashed and burned yet again during a friendly interview, and her approval rating is about to come out. I'll bet you it'll be below 30% again.
Well, she keeps doing the same thing, and the same thing's going to happen to her polls.
Yep. And COVID case rates set world records, and even Stacey Abrams, this was the biggest slap of all, and for the next moron, it comes on and goes, oh, she had a conflicting comment. You don't do that to a president in your home freaking state where you're running for governor and you don't even show up with the president. That is a big time slam against the president. Big time.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen. And there's not a person, Captain, that you couldn't call up and say, I have to reschedule, whatever it is, because the president would like me to be there, or this kind of thing. That would carry a lot of weight, even with the Biden administration.
Okay.
But that being said, yeah, they everything is just absolutely disintegrating around them.
Let me make everybody's day right now because of the price of gas and diesel and oil. Well, the price of gas is now up, the wholesale price is now up to $2.41 a gallon. The wholesale price of diesel jumped to $2.63 a gallon. West Texas crude by the barrel is up to $83.82. Brent crude is up to $86.06. And the futures on oil is up to $95. And what's the magic number to make OPEC and Iran happy?
$100 a barrel.
They're going to get it.
Yep.
They're going to get it. And there's not a damn thing we can do about it.
No, and that's going to make things a lot worse looking forward in the Middle East, for example, and looking forward to any kind of stability.
And they're going to want you to now run out and buy an electric car because oil is so high. And, oh, the way we can fight this is an electric car. Okay, you go buy your electric car and you leave for Atlanta in your 250 or 350-mile charge electric car, and I'll leave in my gasoline car that gets 30 to 35 miles to the gallon, and I'll bet you I'm sitting in Atlanta waiting for you to get there because you've got to get up there somewhere and charge your car.
Right. Well, there's got to be a practical aspect to all of this. And one of the reasons why we use the internal combustion engine is because there's a lot of energy in that gallon of gas. And it is relatively cheap comparatively. And it is also something that we have a large infrastructure for. And you simply can't tell everybody to go buy an electric car, especially when you don't have the infrastructure there or the ability to make sure that all those cars would be charged. And also, Captain, this is maybe an aspect that's not really talked about a lot, but there's the freedom aspect. You can get in your car and go wherever you want in the United States, and you can keep going as long as you want, as long as you can put gas in the car and there's gas stations everywhere. But that freedom factor declines a little bit when you really can't go all that far in an electric car.
A little bit?
Yeah,
try going up to the mountains from Georgia all the way up to West Virginia and tell me how many of those little plug-in places you're going to find.
Well, that's precisely right. And then there's the time factor involved. You know, you can pull in, you know, say, for example, to a Pilot and Flying J and fill up your tank, right? And pull into a gas station.
Yep.
And you're back on the road and you can make time. But with an electric car, until and unless there's some major technological breakthrough, you're stuck for a while.
Now, the thing that makes sense is an electrical car that also has a gasoline engine in it. And there are those types of vehicles out there, because what it is you run your electrical vehicle until the charge starts to drop down. Then you go over to the gasoline side of it. And then while you're driving along, your car charges up your batteries. And then you can drive again on your electrical system. That makes perfect sense.
Well, yeah. Well, that sounds like a diesel electric submarine. the concept, you know. But you're right, because then you can generate your own power to keep going. But all electric, at least at this point, we got to see how it goes.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to let Ron Edwards take us to break. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up. We're going to get into the roads pretty extensively here because there's a lot to talk about with the bad weather tonight. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that. Bill, I was doing 101. Stay
That's by request. That's called the Highway Junkie Song. And that was done for Leo down there in Miami. And Leo, I did you a favor that time, so that's it for the week. But Leo, Kyle, I think he's in a big rig tonight.
Yeah, maybe, exactly.
Yep, because he's out there. He says, I want to hear the Highway Junkie. I haven't heard that in a long time. So there, you heard it.
All right.
All right. Well, Kyle, I got so much to talk about here. I'm just going to tell you to take it away out west, and then we'll get into the east.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. We do have a pretty quiet map out west tonight. We do have one particular thing we definitely want to tell you about, and that is some freezing fog. Now, this is going to be in the central to southern Washington area, also northern Oregon. This is going to be in the Yakima area as well. This is going to be, of course, as you're traveling down Interstate 82. So you definitely want to be aware of that. That's going to stretch down into the parts of northern Oregon. You're going to be down near Condon and Heppner, but also coming over towards Pendleton, for example. So you definitely want to be aware of that. Now, fog is the order of the day here, folks, because up on 4th of July Pass, for example, they're also reading fog. They're going to be reading fog over at least the next couple of days or so. Cabbage Hill, 30 degrees right now, also reading fog, so be aware of that. And then also Snoqualmie Pass along I-90.
Wait a minute. Did you say 30?
30 degrees.
That's freezing fog.
That's a freezing
it'll
fog.
It'll freeze your
exactly.
mirrors. It'll freeze the highway. Go ahead.
That's right. Well, the same story over in Snoqualmie Pass, 33 degrees, also reading fog as well. So be careful of that out there for sure. Then we've got, looks like high wind warnings between Bozeman and Billings in Montana along I-90 as well. So be careful out there.
And see, that's what we used to hate about this stuff, folks. Some of the older trucks don't have heated mirrors, but the new trucks all have heated mirrors. So if you had freezing fog, no big deal. If your mirrors got froze over, your mirrors would thaw out. But for the older trucks that don't have the heated mirrors, they're not going to be able to see anything. When you pass somebody, your mirror is frozen over and you cannot see anything. So it makes it 10 times worse. You got to have your mirrors to see what's going on. Okay, enough of that. Heavy snow and ice accumulations are likely to produce hazardous travel down trees, power lines through Monday, probably till midday or thereabouts. For portions of the eastern U.S., heavy snow is expected downwind of the lower Great Lakes and across the higher elevations of New England all through the day Monday. Now, strong winds and coastal flooding will be possible along the Atlantic coastline because we've got gale warnings right now. And we had them in Florida, so I can tell you that all that stuff that went up the East Coast from right about Cape May all the way up to Long Island, up around Connecticut, up around Cape Cod, all the way to Nova Scotia, you've got some real trouble. Now, if you're in what we're talking about, downwind of the lakes, it's Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, and everything south of there, all the way down to the mountains of South Carolina, I-85, the mountains of North Carolina, I-77, I-85, I-40, the mountains of Virginia, I-81, I-77, I-64, every one of those mountains is treacherous right now tonight. And it's cold. And it's not going to melt anytime soon. And you're driving on ice and snow on top of it, it is extremely dangerous, so please be careful. Now, the eastern part of Tennessee, right where Eric from Tennessee is, I guarantee you he may be without power, Kyle, because they had the freezing rain and the drizzle before they had the snow. Now it's all snow. So they may be without power right now. And up through the eastern half of Ohio, from about, let's see here, from about where the boot is, AM 660, all the way over to Cleveland, to Erie. And then get this, folks, New York State, the entire upstate area of New York, from Poughkeepsie North, all the way to Canadian border, all the way to Lake Ontario, all the way to Lake Erie, all the way to Vermont, all the way to Connecticut and Massachusetts, is under a winter storm warning. And they are getting socked. And the weather is freezing cold right now. Freezing cold. Now, this also includes, Kyle, Virginia, I'm sorry, Vermont, New Hampshire, the western part of Maine, the eastern part of Maine right now, we've got freezing rain there. But as the weather gets colder and as it moves across, it becomes snow. And we just got one hell of a mess going up the East Coast. Now, I-95, believe it or not, is not that bad because the bad part of the weather, the snow and the ice, is to the west of I-95 for the most part.
That's exactly right. You're right. And you mentioned power outages, Captain.
We're meeting
literally thousands, at least 33,000 in North Carolina, 31,000 in South Carolina, and Georgia, 26,000 accounts reading back as out right now. Pennsylvania, 24,000. Kentucky, 16,000. And right now in Tennessee, it looks like about 2,700 power accounts are out right now. But we still see this happening all over the map right now.
And just a prelude of things to come, folks, we've got a hard frost warning for southeastern Georgia and northeastern Florida. Tomorrow, that will be a hard freeze warning. Watch and see. And we have a hard freeze warning in the valley in Texas. So, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Well, don't forget, folks, the good people at the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report every night here on the program. You definitely want to visit them at pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J nearest your location so you can pull on in. And number one, you can get warm because it's cold out there. You can do that by getting a great cup of coffee. We think that you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee anywhere on the interstate. And when you pull in, be sure to join the Drivers Club where you can start earning points on all the things that you buy, the fuel that you buy, the supplies that you buy, the food that you buy at a Pilot or Flying J. You can manage and track those points using the My Rewards Plus app that you can download. And so get started today. You won't be sorry, folks. And don't forget, folks, pro drivers, you can start earning 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills. Now try that with 15 with the other guys. We know that you won't be disappointed. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And I'll tell you another little secret.
What's that?
Most of the pilot, the new pilots and the new Flying J's have got generators. So if the power goes out, they still got it.
All right.
All right, all that thought by Kyle. And folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with hour number two. Yes, we're going to keep our eyes on the weather. And if anybody knows of any major pileups or delays that you want to tell us about, I got pretty specific with the road numbers there. I'll get more specific during hour number two because I got another road report coming into me. I'll see you right after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.